You're listening to SBS News.
Sounding a rarely used alarm, the World Health Organization declared the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency. The outbreak there has killed more than 1,600 people. The WHO's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there's serious concern about the spread of the virus, which sees patients die from dehydration and multiple organ failure.
As a result of this concern for potential further spread, the committee recommended that I declare the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, FIC, and I have accepted that advice. Our risk assessment remains that the risk of spread in DRC and the region remains very high, and the risk of spread outside the region remains low.
Despite a highly effective vaccine and a swift international response after it appeared 11 months ago, the outbreak has proved tenacious in an unstable region beset by violence. This month, a religious minister died after travelling to Goma, a city of 2 million people and a gateway to other countries in the region. And on Wednesday, a fisherwoman died in Congo after 4 vomiting incidents at a market in Uganda. The emergency provision is the highest level of alarm the United Nations Health Agency can sound and has only been used 4 times previously. WHO Committee Chairman Dr. Robert Steffen explains the decision.
First, there is concern about spread of Ebola from Goma, the gateway, even though so far no cases were newly infected in this city. Two, there is disappointment that there has been a recurrence of intense transmission in Beni, so that the geographical expansion is now some 500 kilometers. Four, the fight is ongoing for a full year now. And lastly, the assassination of 2 Ebola workers demonstrates the continued risk to responders due to security situation.
Experts in the field hope the decision to declare an emergency drives more political action and greater international funding to stop the epidemic. People can be infected when they have direct contact through broken skin or the mouth and nose with the blood, vomit, feces or bodily fluids of someone with Ebola. The WHO's Dr. Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there should be no restrictions on travel or trade and no entry screening of passengers at ports or airports outside the immediate region.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border every day for trade, education, or to visit relatives. Such restrictions force people to use informal and unmonitored border crossings, increasing the potential for the spread of disease.
Goma resident Freddy Basimwa tells of his fears about the virus.
When I learned about this disease, that it has already arrived in Goma, I tremble because it's a very bad and dangerous disease. I want to get the cure.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.